gunman kills 12 in California bar.
Those are my people, and it's just not fair. It's not fair.
The new acting attorney general.
He will take over oversight of the special counsel investigation.
Press pass stripped.
I do think they're trying to shut us down inside the White House press corps.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It was college night at Southern California's Borderline Bar and Grill. The place was packed when a masked gunman burst in and opened fire. 12 people were killed. The gunman is also dead. In the aftermath, chaos and confusion.
This is my firstborn son, and to lose your kid in a senseless way like this is pretty tough. I hope you're out there, and I hope you're okay.
The rampage happened in Thousand Oaks, 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles, a place that's ranked among the safest cities in America. CBS's Carter Evans is at the scene.
Police with guns drawn swarmed as people bloody and hurt ran for their lives.
Everyone was hanging out. All of a sudden, we heard a bunch of shots.
Weapon was a black semi-automatic.
Witnesses say the gunman shot the bouncer at the front door and then fired multiple rounds inside the Borderline Bar and Grill, reloading and setting off smoke bombs.
It's a horrific scene in there.
Ben Campbell said he was dancing when he heard the gunshots and immediately hit the ground.
Windows broke, and I just hopped out the window and was one of the last people out. I didn't see anybody. I didn't see any guns. And then I just ran.
Once safely outside, those who were uninjured hugged and cried.
I just started hearing these big pops, pop, pop, pop.
John was inside the bar near the front door with his stepdad. He said they watched the gunman shoot the bouncer and then move through the bar.
I ran out the front door. I hear chairs being thrown out the window. People were trying to get out the window. And the gunman went to the, he went behind the cash register. He kept, there was probably 12 shots before I got out the front door.
Tim is John's stepdad. He said he regrets not staying in the bar to help other victims.
There was just young people, like young, 18, 19, 20. And this maniac came in and started shooting at people for no reason at all.
The investigation into the attack is just getting underway.
We don't know anything about the suspect. We haven't talked to anybody that had any contact with him prior. Well, I actually have no idea who he is. We don't know anything about him yet.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean is also dealing with the loss of a sergeant who got there first. Ron Hellis was a 29-year veteran who was planning to retire soon.
He was a father, a husband, and he died tonight going in to try to save others and made the ultimate sacrifice.
President Trump tweets police showed great bravery. One witness says a survivor of the Las Vegas concert massacre was inside that bar last night. In Washington, there's a new acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker. He was chief of staff to Jeff Sessions, who was forced to resign yesterday, ending a tumultuous tenure that often made him the brunt of criticism from President Trump. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
Justice Department employees saluted Attorney General Jeff Sessions as he departed the building hours after resigning.
Thank you all.
Earlier, he delivered a letter to the White House, which started bluntly, "Dear Mr. President, at your request, I am submitting my resignation." CBS News has learned White House Chief of Staff John Kelly called Sessions to inform him of the president's decision.
The change at the top now puts Whitaker in charge of the Russia investigation. He has been critical of its scope. Democrats have called on Whitaker to recuse himself, as Sessions had done. Sessions' recusal is one of the things that angered the president. CBS's Paula Reed.
The fact is that if the president was pleased with the oversight of the special counsel investigation, he would have left it in the hands of special counsel Rod Rosenstein. And the fact that Whitaker has been selected for this job, especially the fact that Whitaker was publicly critical of the special counsel probe before he came to the Justice Department, suggests that the president is looking for a new direction and leadership for the special counsel investigation.
And that investigation has produced 32 criminal charges so far and guilty pleas from four former Trump aides. Well, the president's relentless attacks on the media boiled over yesterday.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
In a tense exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta during a post-election news conference at the White House.
You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Now the White House has pulled Acosta's press pass.
It was a pretty surreal experience. I mean, I never thought in this country that I wouldn't be able to go and cover the president of the United States. simply because I was trying to ask a question.
And CNN says Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is lying when she accuses Acosta of putting his hands on a White House intern who tried to take away his microphone during the exchange with the president. Some political races remain unsettled 2 days after the midterm election. The Arizona Senate race has yet to be called. Florida's Senate battle appears headed for a recount. And in Georgia's hotly contested governor's race, CBS's Jim Crisula in Atlanta says the Republican is claiming victory.
Republican Brian Kemp is 63,000 votes ahead of Democrat Stacey Abrams. There are 25,000 absentee and provisional ballots outstanding, and Abrams' campaign says they only need 15,000 of those to narrow the margin and force a December 4th runoff. Kemp is overseeing the outcome since he is Georgia's Secretary of State.
In Harris County, Texas, a Democratic sweep on Election Day will force Judge Glenn Devlin and other GOP judges out. Yesterday, Devlin released nearly all of the juvenile defendants who appeared before him. Public defender Steve Halpert says Devlin told the court it's obviously what the voters wanted, suggesting Democrats are soft on crime.
If I release you, will you go out and murder anybody? And so if juvenile said no, they were released.
Some had been accused of violent crimes. Tesla has named an Australian telecom exec, a member of its own board, to replace Elon Musk as chairman. It's part of a fraud settlement with regulators. A research firm finds 1.1 million cable and satellite TV customers cut the cord over the summer. It's the largest quarterly loss ever for the industry. 78% of U.S. households subscribe to some kind of pay TV service, down from 86% 5 years ago. Dealing with a medical emergency, first responders treat men and women the same. Or do they?
Two new studies suggest women are less likely to get cardiopulmonary resuscitation from bystanders in the event of cardiac arrest. Researchers say some people, even those with proper training in CPR, avoid performing it on women for fear of hurting them or being accused of sexual assault. On average, bystander CPR is performed on 65% of male victims, but only 54% of women. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A new government survey finds more of us are doing what's called complementary medicine, yoga and meditation. 14% of adults said they'd recently done yoga or meditation. That's up from 10% 5 years ago. The numbers for children have increased, too. Both are seen as ways to cut stress and anxiety. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.